Advice for little kids from a former little kid.
Grown-ups always ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's super annoying. Just say whatever pops into your head. Firefighting princess or president of Mars. You're a kid, and kids change their minds. It's not legally binding.
An Ohio tax-free 529 plan is made for change. Savings can be used for college or all kinds of career training, nationwide, or even rolled over into a Roth IRA. So take some of that tax refund and get started at collegeadvantage.com.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, in Paris today, Micheál Martin has escaped the Dáil Chamber to go attend a meeting of the Coalition of the Willing. It's been hosted by Macron in the Élysée Paris. There's 31 states represented. And it's very curious because it doesn't include the US, but does include NATO countries like Canada. But it doesn't include all the 27 EU states because I think Hungary isn't there. Well, to explain to us where this is going and the context to it, Enda Brady, international TV news anchor with TRT World, joins us. First of all, let's just talk, Enda, welcome, about the composition of this grouping.
Yeah, good morning, Ivan. So you're right, 31 countries in total. So there are most of the EU nations will be present. And as we know, Hungary, led by Viktor Orban, some people have their suspicions about his allegiances and who he would be buddies with. So he is often viewed as pro-Kremlin. So they are not there. But in total, you're looking at the majority of European Union countries, NATO members, and then in addition to that as well, we have countries who are not in the European Union. So the UK are there, Starmer has travelled, Norway is present, and also Canada. So that is the makeup. They're calling themselves the Coalition of the Willing. I think by close of play today, it will be more a question of how willing. So three key things they're looking to hammer out today: security guarantees for Ukraine going forward, working on a complete ceasefire, and then long-term support for the Ukrainian army.
Okay. So, what does success look like from today's meeting?
I think progress will be limited. And I think what we would be hoping for, really, from a European perspective, is something to put in front of President Trump and Vice President Vance, that they can finally accept that the Europeans are making progress, that they are willing to put boots on the ground and they are willing to spend money. So I think President Macron, who's chairing everything today, will be going around the table and asking people, what will you commit to? What will each country give? Now, in addition to money, I'm talking about troops on the ground. He will be looking for boots on the ground and which countries will be prepared to commit to long-term security guarantees in terms of a peacekeeping force. So it's a huge day, very significant. But let's just be honest here. You know, this is not going to be a quick process.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm a huge skeptic of the EU Defence Pact. Two issues. One, 800 billion, really? Your total budget for the EU is 2 trillion. Where are you going to get the 800 billion? Most of the continental countries are in deficit. And secondly, the word I'm hearing is that in the southern European countries, the Mediterranean states, Spain, Italy, Portugal, they say, actually, Putin isn't a threat to us. The Pyrenees is in the way. Like, talking the talk and walking the walk, what's happening?
Yeah, there's a big split, Ivan, between Europe. So obviously, the minds have been sharpened in the northern European countries. Now, I just recorded a TV show on this week on Roundtable on my show, just looking at Norway, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, you know, these Nordic and Scandinavian countries. They are working hell for leather, cooperating very, very quickly. Lots of military alliances being signed, and they are gearing up for what they feel is to come. They feel that Putin being appeased will make Putin hungry for more. Now, the southern European countries, you get the impression they couldn't care less. So Italy, for example, not in any way a fan of European defence. I think what's happened in the last half hour is interesting. The German defence minister, Baerbock, has come out and said that a European defence union is not a question of when, but how fast. So the Germans seem to be pushing for an EDU, European Defence Union, which may well come out of today's talks.
I'm curious about the position of Poland, because it has been one of the countries who've really beefed up their spending on defence. They are definitely in the sphere of danger from Putin. Are they fully on board for this?
No, Poland, bizarrely, are against sending troops in. They are wavering on the issue of a European defence union, and they seem to be kind of almost flying solo. Now, of course, the history of Poland and Russia is not good. The Poles will tell you that they've learned from bitter experience over many, many decades that they can't trust Russia. So Tusk is there today representing Poland in Paris. And I think what he will be doing is just pointing out how much money Poland has spent on its defence. I mean, there are other countries in Europe, ourselves included, who haven't contributed that much on defence. And Poland, I think, will be pointing out that they are spending way more than what Trump wants on defence. And in addition to that, you know, they're looking at training their men and drilling up their military and really, really gearing up for the decades to come. So Poland standing strong, but curiously against sending in any peacekeeping troops to Ukraine whatsoever.
Another political reality is that, yes, people will give money for Ukrainians to die in war in terms of drones, missiles and tech support. But body bags of even French or British soldiers coming back from a peace enforcement line is a whole different horse of a different colour.
Yes, it is. And look, there is, you know, I live in the UK and I can tell you there is no appetite here for British military involvement in anything, because they've been so badly stung twice in Iraq, once in Afghanistan. We saw how Afghanistan played out. And ultimately, there was a lot of British life lost and dozens of servicemen and women maimed and badly, badly broke up for life from serving in Afghanistan. So the prospect of body bags being flown back into RAF Lynham in Wiltshire and distributed across the UK off the back of any conflict in Ukraine, there is zero public appetite for this. And I think Starmer's walking a fine line today. You'll have seen the spring statement yesterday, you know, a budget in all but name, taking money off disabled people, cutting back on sickness benefits for people out of work. It is a very fine balance for Starmer, making all those cuts yesterday, Rachel Reeves carrying it out for his government, and then coming out today and saying we're finding X billion pounds for ongoing support of Ukraine. I think a lot of people in the UK will be saying, well, hang on, what about your native UK residents here? There doesn't seem to be much love for them.
And I think also a factor is the US don't want to be too explicit about what the peace enforcement would be, because Putin has created a red line that there can be no NATO forces on the border with Ukraine. But thank you very much. It's very interesting to find out what's likely to happen. Excellent analysis there. Enda Brady, international TV news anchor with TRT World. Thank you for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Advice for little kids from a former little kid.
Grown-ups always ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's super annoying. Just say whatever pops into your head. Firefighting princess or president of Mars. You're a kid, and kids change their minds. It's not legally binding.
An Ohio tax-free 529 plan is made for change. Savings can be used for college or all kinds of career training, nationwide, or even rolled over into a Roth IRA. So take some of that tax refund and get started at collegeadvantage.com.